W2MJB.
JB, KO4NUE, go ahead, Mark.
KO4NUE, W2MJB, with the Baofeng HT at an elevated point, you're loud and clear. Are you ready for a little bit of third-party traffic?
Absolutely, go ahead.
Okay, this is Christine Mills. She's unlicensed, but she's anxious to learn a little bit, so I will let her communicate with you.
Hello, Ms. Christine. This is Chad. Call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. What's your location today? Well, you've got an excellent teacher there. Mark is one of our net controllers on this frequency. Calls the net on Sunday nights. And we usually have, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to sometimes 70 check-ins each night. And, you know, so you've got a really good teacher there. Are you thinking about getting your license?
Do that for sure. Coming up in the next 2 months.
The test. I'm sure Mark will, you know, he'll let you know kind of what to do. But you know, I've been in this hobby now for about a year and a half. But I spent most of my career in the military in communications. And when I got out from the military, I didn't want to ever touch radio again. I was done. But 4 or 5 years went by, and I just, you know, here I am. So, you know, ham shack full of radios and this, that, and the other. But it's a very interesting hobby, and it just allows you to stay in touch with, you know, other people and what's going on around you, too, you know. UE, yeah, you're exactly right. So we have a club up in Tryon, and we kind of focus on, you know, emergency communications as far as, you know, keeping in touch with one another as club members or, you know, just as a small community. And, you know, it's just a excellent way to move information pretty quickly, and just to keep in touch with, you know, your friends and our people around you, or be able to, you know, hopefully help somebody if you have an opportunity. But I'll encourage you to go get your license and you know, just become part of the hobby itself, because, you know, it's pretty amazing. So you're all the way in Simpsonville, and I'm in Campbell, so that's a pretty good distance for a handheld.
So far advanced, you're pretty good. Yeah,
this is Chad, KO4NUE. Hold your antenna kind of vertical. And if there is a receive sig on marker on the radio, rotate the radio till you can find the sweet spot as far as the high, you know, as far as the high receive signal. And then kind of keep the radio in that area to transmit. You kind of signal dropped out a little bit there on the last transmission. But you can use the receive sig to find out where the sweet spot is.
Help me out, I see the sweet spot now.
Yes, ma'am. You're right on it. That was much better. Transmission's got a little bit of white noise in it, but you are very copyable and very audible. So, you know, you learned your first lesson today. So that's good. That's encouraging.
about a time.
Right. So my dad used to tell me, you know, how do you eat an elephant? And that's one bite at a time. So, you know, you're doing really good to, your first transmission and all. So I'm tickled to death for you. That sounds really, radio sounds really nice to, you know, be a Bofang. But, you know, it's pretty effective.
All the opportunities, like a whole new
kind of
world.
Well, like I said, you got an excellent teacher. Mark's very knowledgeable. He'll get you where you need to be. And if you're, you know, interested for whatever reason, you know, emergency or fun or whatever, you know, you can do a lot with those little radios. So I'll just encourage you to you know, go get your license and listen to what Mark's got to say. He's not going to steer you wrong. He's going to get you where, you know, where you need to be, and get you, you know, kind of spun up. Scale 4 NUE, off your sweet spot again. Take your radio back to your sweet spot. I didn't get any of that transmission. A little better, you know, with the handhelds like that, sometimes they're just a little bit of a struggle. You have to just like I say, find that sweet spot to, you know, get into the repeater.
About a sweet spot right here.
Get better. A little bit of bacon fry in there, cracking and popping. But you are definitely audible and copyable.
An adjustment to a slower tree line in the distance probably made the difference.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wish you well, and I hope hope you're successful with your license. Like I said, just. Listen to Mark. He'll get you spun up on what you need to do and where you need to go. And once you get your license, it's a whole different world that most people don't see and don't even know is there. And it's pretty amazing to be able to be in touch that way. So I use my radio in a bunch of the data modes. So I can interface my radio with or whatever. We do a lot of digital traffic in our club, and we send messages through the radio without the internet from radio to radio. Emails, I guess, or radio mails, if that's what you want to call it. Flip them. Like I said, when you get your license, it's just a whole new world. Off your sweet spot again. You're kind of in and out there, but that's okay. I mean, you keep trying. That's a good sign. So, just keep working at it, and see where you go. You are considering getting your license?
Yeah, the next couple of months for sure.
Okay, so the sound quality just went way up. Did you move to a different radio? That radio sounds really nice.
Yeah, I moved into Mark's truck.
Hey, all right. Well, you get a little bit better power, more power. Makes a big difference. But, I've got a beam that I transmit on, and I think I've about got you zero to in as far as an azimuth goes. So if you want to try, tell Mark if y'all want to try Simplex or something, we can do that. If that's something you want to try, or if not, that's totally up to him. He's the control operator. This is KO4 NUE with, I believe it was was it Christine with Overwatch from W2MJB? Christina, let's see here. Yeah, I've got your asthma pretty much pinned down. That's where you're transmitting from. So, like I said, tell Mark if y'all want to try Simplex or something, just let me know.
That's the next lesson.
Follow his lead. He'll get you, like I said, he'll get you where you need to be and what you need to do.
Thanks.
Seen us, KO4NUE. Enjoyed the QSO. And hope good luck with your license. And like I said, it's a neat hobby. And it's just got a lot of purposes and uses. So, Just work a little bit and get your license, and you'll be good to go. I can tell you are, so just keep working at it. You're doing just fine.
Thanks for the encouragement.
KO4NUE. Mark, I'm standing by if you need anything else, bud.
W2MJB, appreciate you taking the time to communicate with Christine and give her that positive reinforcement. What Simplex would you like to switch to?
Stand by, Mark. I'm going to move my radio off frequency just for a second. I'll be right back. Let me see what I've got programmed in here. Stand by. KO4NUE. I'll be back just a second. MJB, this is KO4NUE.
UEW2MJB, go ahead.
QSY to 147.405. 147.405.
For NUEW2MJB 147.405, correct?
Yes, sir. And don't forget now to make sure your repeater shift is off. And obviously, no tones. Just straight up 147.405. And I don't know that I'm going to be able to hear you, but I've got my phone here if you'll shoot me a text. When you want me to transmit, I'll send a test pattern out via Simplex and see if you can at least hear me.
But I'll send you a text when I'm on that frequency.
Marcus, KO4NUE, I'm clear.
MJB, clear.
MJB, KY4QM. BK. W2MJB, KY4QM. 4QM, radio check. Anybody there? I4QM, radio check.
W2MJB.
MJB, KO4NUE.
KUEW2MJB, I can hear you. I didn't hear anything on the Simplex, so there must be too much in the way between us.
Well, we gave it a good shot, gave it a try, and just kind of let you know how useful that repeater is.
Sure. Repeaters make it possible. So, hey, I appreciate you taking the time tonight, Chad, to give Christine the opportunity to communicate with you. I think it was a positive experience for her, and I will probably hear you next Sunday on the net when I call it.
Sounds good. Well, what you ought to do is just let her hold one of the radios, you know, disable, transmit on it, and just let her listen. Or, you know, let her listen in on tonight's net. Gary will be calling the net tonight, and she'll get a better feel of, you know, kind of what goes on the frequency and all.
Yeah, I've programmed the 610 repeater. I think I put in the SC Heart, and I put in Billy's repeater in her radio, so she can go to the memory channel and be able to listen in and monitor.
Well, Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time to, you know, advance Sabi and, you know, trying to be positive for her. It's always nice to have somebody positive or positive reinforcement to, you know, advance the hobby and get people interested in it and things like that. But appreciate it. And tell Christina I enjoyed the QSO with her. And if there's anything else I can do for you, just let me know. I'll be glad to help you. KO4NUE, standing by.
JB, clear.
QE, clear.
For QM, W2MJB. QMJB, KY4QM.
MJB, I got KI4, but I wasn't able to understand the rest of your call sign.
Roger that, KY4QM, W2MJB or MFB?
I think I got KO4XB, this W2MJB, Mike Juliet Bravo.
Do that. I guess my signal's not getting out. KY4QM.
KY4QYM, correct?
Negative. Kilo Yankee 4, Quebec, Mike. KY4QM.
QM. Sorry, my memory is getting shorter as I get older. KY4QM.
Roger that. Myself also, these call signs go right by me like a bolt of lightning, but yeah, that's affirmative. KY4QM. It was nice here, Christine. Study.
That's what she'll be doing if she studies hard. Hopefully I'll be able to encourage her to do that. Would you like to QSO with her?
Do that. I'm always here to help anybody. Are you there, Christine?
QM, this is W2MJB. Get ready for third-party traffic.
QM, roger that. KY4QM, W2MJB. I copy. Christine, you're a little scratchy, but I got you. Yeah, Christine, you want a HT?
I'm just switching over to Mark's right now, so the transmission a little clearer, mobile.
Roger that. That was a lot better than the other ones. But I was where you were at in May, zero, nothing, no license. And 2 months I went from nothing to extra, so study, that's what I had to do.
Your name?
I am Kilo Yankee Mike. I'm sorry. Kilo Yankee 4, Quebec, Mike. KY4QM. My name is Roy. License, no radio, no nada, but I studied, and I went from zero to my extra in about 8 weeks, so if I can do it.
I should just call you Superman instead of Roy.
That, it's Kilo Yankee 4 Quebec Mike, KY4QM.
How did you get into ham radio? What made you want to start?
It's probably a sad story, but I'm a retired deputy sheriff here up in the upstate, and I'm kind of waiting for things to go bad. But that's not a good thing, but that's why I grabbed everything up. So if something happens, I still have communication.
Now, it is a time of uncertainty. I can't say that some of my motivations aren't similar. Other than that, I always like a new hobby. I always like to try different things, and you never know when there's going to be an emergency, or you just want to be able to touch base with family.
Well, roger that. I've got 2 or 3 different radios, and you got to have some flexibility, and you never know. You might need it, you might not, but it's here if I need it, and I can leave if I need to have it with me. I got all kinds of stuff. But how old are you, Christine? Wow, you sound pretty young for 54. I'm not getting fresh. Like I said, I'm retired deputy sheriff. I was just curious. You don't have to answer that.
Don't worry. Just don't you dare ask me my weight.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I'm just sitting here listening. But I hope you enjoy it. Like I said, you have to study. I went, you know, it took me 2 months to get my extra, but I studied like 2-3 hours a day because I'm an old man and I'm retired. So I had the time to do that. But study, 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 and you can get whatever you want.
Juggling, like, kids at home and starting a new business and a lot of different things. So my study will probably be part-time. But, yeah, I think communications are important, and I like communicating this way.
Yeah, roger that. You get your technician, then you can do pretty much what you want. And if things really get bad and down and dirty, then I don't think the license really matters. You got to do what you got to do to survive. But at least you get the technician, and you'll have the basics. And they tell me the license, the whole bit about that is so that you don't blow yourself up at a radio or, you know, electrocute yourself. You kind of learn what's going on.
Well, you got to know what you're doing for sure. I don't want to get electrocuted.
Roger that. I'm actually talking to you right now in an antenna that's made out of copper pipe like you'd have in your house for hot and cold water. It's called a J antenna, and it's actually copper pipe like you have in your house for water. But it's working pretty good. Gives me a good SWR.
House?
Roger that. Yeah, it's a separate antenna, but it's hanging outside my house here, and I've got the coax going to it. But that's what it's made of. If you look at it, it's copper pipe, about half inch diameter copper pipe, like you'd have in your, if you look under your sink or whatever, that brings water to your house. It's kind of trick, but that's what I'm using. Yeah. I actually bought it at a ham fest last weekend up there in Gaffney. It was like $40. I said, that looks pretty stupid, but I'll give it a shot. And it's giving me an SWR of like 1.3 to 1 on the 2 meters, so it works pretty good.
One of those ham, like, conventions soon.
Yeah, roger that. There's actually Ham Fest coming up November 12th. It'll be up in Rock Hill. I don't know how close you are to that, but I think that's the one I know that's coming up next, up in Rock Hill at their radio club on November 12th. I don't know how big it'll be, but you never know unless you go.
That's about an hour away from where I am now.
Yeah, roger. That's about, I'm in Spartanburg, and it's about an hour from me also. I'm over here by the mall, Westgate Mall. I live in that area, so it takes me about an hour to get up to Rock Hill, and that's actually where I took one of my license tests up there, and I actually took my extra down at Anderson, so I kind of bounced around wherever the tests were available.
Yeah, I think me and my husband will probably come to something like that, but I'm out of town, and I think he might be close to getting there, so it was good to talk to you, and I hope to connect with you again soon.
Okay, Christine, I'll talk to you later. If not, good luck with your licenses, and maybe I'll bump into you up in Rock Hill, because I'll probably take a ride up there. But KY4QM, I am on the side, and good night, Christine.
Good night.
The 2MJB, I'm clear.